I tried to tell you, and the way modern medicine is going, and modern technology, I hope one day I'll be able to dance again.
You know, Wendell, modern medicine is wonderful, and technology has come a long way, but
yeah.
I really think you should put your hope and faith in Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on, Kiara.
Now, God can use those people to heal you, but don't put your faith in that. Put your faith in God.
Why can't you just leave it alone? I told you. No God would let no man see the things that I've seen or do the things that I've done. I mean, my country drags me over to a jungle, deceives me into slaughtering hundreds of innocent lives, and then for one small act of valor, saving a man's life, they want me to stand before your so-called God and everyone else and decorate me with medals? I mean, Kiara, how sick am I? Running, jumping, killing, those were my glory days. But how can I be a hero and a murderer at the same time? How can I climb out of this nightmare?
Wendell!
No, don't give me that. I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna tell me about the man you married that beat you almost every night, cheated on you, and then after you forgave him, he still left you. Oh, and let's not forget about your 3 suicide attempts.
Wendell, I know some people who say that my situation doesn't hold a candle to yours. But that was the end of my world. I tried to end my life. I wanted to die. You hear me, Wendell? I wanted to die. But I found peace in Jesus Christ, and through him, I'm able to move on, to love, and to give back.
What does that have to do with me?
I want the same for you, Wendell. Just like me, there's a reason you didn't die. There's a reason you didn't die.
Well, maybe I should have died on the battlefield. Because when I got back here from Vietnam in this wheelchair, nobody showed me any love. There was no love for me.